Oh yes, I forgot about that. Okay. That all right now? Okay. Sorry? Okay, everybody all set to start the meeting? Okay, we've got half an hour for this one, to discuss the functional design. All ready to go? Okay. So hopefully you've all been working away, and I've put the minutes of the last meeting in the project folder. So I guess just to recap on what we did last time, I've got to know each other a little bit and got familiar with all the equipment and started to discuss a bit about the project, cost-wise, how much money we had to spend. Just want to tell you that we have three new requirements, which is the first one is that the company's decided that teletext is outdated because of how popular the internet is. Nobody uses teletext very much anymore, so we don't really need to consider that in the functionality of the remote control. They've also suggested that we only use the remote control to control the television, not the VCR, DVD, or anything else. I think the worry is that if the project becomes too complex, then it'll affect how long it takes us to get it into production, the time to market. So we're just going to keep it simple, and it'll just control the TV. And the other thing was that the company want the corporate color and slogan to be implemented in the new design. I'm not entirely sure what the corporate color is. It might be yellow because there seems to be a lot of yellow everywhere. Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure. Because on the company website, what does it say? Something. Yeah, I mean, do they? Is that something they want actually written on it? Because it's quite long. Or yeah, just the idea of it, I'm not sure. So that's something we can discuss as well. So those are the three things, just not to worry about teletext, only control the TV and incorporate the color and slogan of the company. So is everybody okay with any of that, or do you want me to recap at all? Right, time for presentations then. Who would like to go first? Okay, cool. Oh yeah, of course. So go on ahead. Well, we can chat away for 5 minutes or so, I think, at most, just a couple of minutes anyway. So we'll stick to kind of your area for now. Looks kind of, yeah. Well, I think it's a valid point. I mean, like, the one on the left looks quite complicated, and that PROG thing is incredibly confusing. So I see why you might prefer the simpler design, but yeah, you don't want to lose out on, what it does. So maybe, you get a lot of remote controls where you kind of flip the thing open. I think that's a good idea. I think it is a good idea. And then actual numbers for channels as well, yeah. God, I would say that's required. I mean, there's no way anybody's going to buy a remote control these days if you can't actually individually select channels. I mean, would anybody disagree with that? What else? So don't need to worry about teletext, don't need to worry about VCR. Any kind of like display controls at all, do you think we need to worry about? Like brightness and contrast? I think, are you maybe kind of thinking what we absolutely have to have and what would be nice? Okay, right. Well, do you want to maybe just at this point decide on what we absolutely must have as a function of this? So far, just to recap, we've got volume and channel control and. Right, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, just to wrap up quickly on this little section. Have I just lost? I don't know. Do you think maybe that's the only kind of essential requirement, and then maybe just things that would be nice if it could do would be things like audio setup and display setup and things like that, maybe like a mute button, that sort of thing. Any of you anything to add to that at all? No? Okay. Right. Okay, if we can move on to the next presentation then, please. Don't know. Probably not, actually. Let's see. Yeah. complicated. It'd be nice if everything was wireless, wouldn't it? Right. Oh, like overlap between what you said. Oh, well, you know that. That'll happen. Hard to know what, where your role ends. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, press function in F8, yeah. Yeah, you wanna. Oh, here we go. There you go. Okay. Right. Can you Right, okay.
So this is what I've found here. Well, this is new to me, so we'll just read through together. Users dislike the look and feel of current remote control. So they find them ugly. Most people find them ugly. The vast majority would spend more money for the look fancy as well. We'll see later. The vast majority of people would spend more money for slightly more intuitive controls. So I think what we're doing is trying to take, like, for me this is sort of like different inspirations. You know, one is that we want something that's high tech, but we want it to seem easy. And in spite of the primitive side of it and the very high tech side, we want it to just be an appealing piece of equipment. Frustrations. Repetitive strain injury.
Is installing a new remote control something that people?
No, that did not come up. So here's another sort of a review here of the main things. Also, most people would, adults at least, would pay more for voice recognition. Now, apparently, we do have access to all the cutting edge technology.
Okay. So want something that looks good and is easy to use.
Yeah.
Big priorities. Okay. So you want to group all the different kind of types of functions together, you know, I think that's a good idea. Okay. Okay. Right. Well, one of the things that we have to decide on by the end of the meeting is who we're going to be, who's our target audience, our target market. So if we want something that looks good and is easy to use but is fairly powerful product, whatever, who do we really want to aim that at? I mean, yeah, who would have the money to spend? Well, if like €25 is our selling price, and you can imagine, well, I'm not really sure how much that will retail at, but it's somebody who's not going to just use the remote that comes with their telly, I suppose. They're going to actually go out and buy one. So who do you think we're aiming this at? It's about £16-17, I think.
Is that a lot of money to buy an extra remote or remote?
Okay.
So maybe not the high end range, but maybe middle upish.
Okay.
You know how much? I don't know, I guess.
Okay.
Like a simple replacement.
Yeah.
I mean, if you lost your remote, then the first thing you want to go and get.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so do you think we're aiming at a fairly young market then? Yeah. Okay. Do you think then voice recognition is something we should really seriously consider? What do you think, Craig? Yeah, I think we are going to have to narrow it down to say, let's target these people and give them what they want, and because, you know, there needs to be some kind of selling point to it. So anybody, anything to add, just kind of young professionals, like if we are going to include speech recognition, it's kind of between 15 and 35, seems to be like a really high response to that. So we could say that was our target. Yeah.
That's more than half your group of people who are willing to at least try and use it.
Okay, so 15 to 35 look fairly young, you know, they have a bit of expendable income to spend on this sort of thing.
Perhaps the age group is significant as well, because those are people who use the computer, who are familiar with computers in their everyday work.
Yeah.
I think people who are maybe about, I wouldn't say 35, but people who are 40-ish and above now would not be so dependent.
So
people who are gadgety, right?
Yeah.
Growing up used to, you know, in schools and universities, and going to their working lives.
Yeah. So they'll not shy away from something quite high tech. That's a good point. Okay. So Shall we make the decision to include speech recognition?
If we can.
If we can.
I think one thing we should try not to avoid is not to say we have to use speech recognition right now.
Okay, why is that?
Based on what everybody's saying, you want something simple, you want basic stuff, and you want something that is easy. Speech recognition might not be the simplest thing,
right?
Okay.
Could it be an on-off thing?
Well, you can activate it and deactivate it. Yeah.
Rather than focusing on exactly what are the features that we're going to say.
Okay.
You know,
sure.
Say speech recognition is good for this, speech recognition is not good for this.
Sure.
Okay.
I suggest that we think about speech recognition,
sure.
And it's something that can be used to fulfill a function.
Uh huh.
At the end of the day, we don't look at the technology, but we look at the function first.
Okay. Okay, well, do you want to give us your presentation, and then we can. I don't. It might have been a good idea to all deliver our presentations and then discuss. But this is how we're. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something that's just occurred to me as well is if we make it if we incorporate speech recognition, that's appealing to people maybe with a physical disability as well. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like we're kind of we're sort of getting into here, mating different design features.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem with speech recognition is quite the same one we used, and
really? Do you think maybe we need like further advances in that kind of area until it's worthwhile incorporating it? Of course not. There you go. Right.
Well, this is just how I would go about it. I guess I try to define what we're doing now. Try to define what we're trying to get done. I think in a practical way, we kind of know what it is. We've used it. We're familiar with it, but we haven't narrowed down exactly what the things we're trying to fulfill. Besides the basics, I think back in the back of our minds, we know what the basics are. Change channels, that's change volume, but specifics, right? Which one of the basics are you trying to target? Are there certain parts of the basics that are more important or less important than the basics? And I just, the idea is just to get everybody to have a design as a basic. So, you know, things that to start everything going. But I guess everybody does have some of those kind of things. Okay, this finding things is a little bit confusing, so I'll go into the diagram first. It just explains how the process goes through from the basic technology point of view, the basic steps that you need in the diagram. The slide probably works better. Okay, you need some power source, your battery or something. And that power source is important because it ties you down to how long the device will last.
Uh-huh.
And then it needs to be able to send the signal out to the device itself, which is the receiver here. And I think that's it in terms of my design. It's fairly general. And I guess the purpose of this is also not to restrict you. The way you're thinking, voice recognition, right? If it's something which is important, then we just add more power. Rather than having to think that we don't have enough power. So
okay. Okay.
So I guess the rest of it, I think we should maybe you want to go back to what the functions are.
Well, do you want to finish up your whole presentation, and are you all done?
Yeah. So it's just putting the rest of it into words, but
Okay. Okay. Right. Okay.
And basic components that are needed.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you needed to add a voice recognition, right, then your user interface would be split, broken down into more components,
mm-hmm.
right, which you have a microphone,
So this just shows how we're kind of modularizing the whole thing. Okay.
So each component represents one function.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There might be one other consideration, which would be the transmission between the remote control and the TV, for example.
Okay.
Are we going to restrict ourselves to using the traditional technologies for the
infrared? Okay.
Because that's something you need to actually be using.
Okay. Well, a worry that was expressed in the new requirements was that if we made this too complex, it would affect how long it took us to get this to market. So I suspect it might be a good idea just to restrict our kind of our creative influence on this on the user interface and not worry so much about how we transmit it, because I mean it's tried and tested infrared, so we could stick with it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, we've in the new requirement spec they said just to focus on the TV, so that's what we should do for now. I think something I was wondering about was the power. Is it worth considering like having like a charging unit as opposed to just regular batteries? I mean, is that something you really want to go into? Do you think, or should we just consider running on regular batteries? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so. Yeah. Okay, so just stick to regular. Okay. Right. So basically I'm just gonna just recap what I said at the start, was that the whole point of this meeting was to absolutely finalize who we're gonna aim this at and what exactly the product's gonna do. So just to recap on, are we all happy about the idea of aiming the product at the 15 to 35 bracket? And also the actual functions of what it's going to do. Do you want to recap on that, Craig? Okay, right. Yeah, it's as optional functions.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, well, I've got a kind of got 5 minutes to wrap up now. Next thing we're doing is having lunch. Woohoo. And then we're gonna have 30 minutes of working on the next stage. So I'll be putting the minutes of this meeting into the project documents folder. I guess just to confirm that we know what we're doing in the next, well, in the 30 minutes after lunch anyway. For our industrial designer, you're gonna be thinking about the components concept. User interface designer, you're gonna be thinking about our user interface, and marketing, you're gonna be thinking about trend watching. And you'll all get specific instructions as well. So I know just to ask now if you've got anything else you've thought about while we've been talking. Do you wanna start with David? Anything else to say at all? No? Okay. Andrew? Yeah, I think that's definitely a good idea. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, so you're gonna have audio, which is gonna be like, you know, your bass settings and actual volume height. Okay. Okay, and then visual. Okay. So brightness, contrast, things like that, and then just actual device things like what channel you're watching, turning it on and off, stuff like that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So yeah, I guess just things to think about are, you know, like the fact it's got to look good because of who we're, you know, targeting this at. Something maybe kind of quirky in design, maybe make it kind of ergonomic, kind of to hold, you know, things like that. So I guess that's it. That's the meeting over. Woohoo. Yeah.